It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. Always great to be joined and chatting with Shantaya. Shantaya, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Yeah, anytime. Always great chatting with you. First off, I want to ask you about your new tune just a little bit, but I know that you just got back from L.A., so tell us a little bit about how that experience was for you. I know you even saw Brock Andrews out there, so some Saskatchewan, a few Saskatchewan singer-songwriters out there, but how was your time in L.A.?
Yeah, it was incredible. I had TRS guitars fly me out initially just for the She Rocks Awards, mm-hmm. which was a huge honor. I got to open up the whole show.
That's awesome.
Incredible night of just honoring women in the music industry.
Yeah.
So they had some of the best of the best, from artists to CEOs and women who are just crushing it in the
That's
industry.
Awesome.
So Paula Cole played, Christina Perry was honored, and Andy Grammer and Asia Grammer, they performed on the awards as well. And it was just an incredible night honoring women in music. And then on top of that, PRS Guitars had me open up their 40th anniversary party at the House of Blues in
That's
Anaheim,
so cool.
Which was, the headliner was John Mayer. So
yeah,
I got to meet him and play a show with John Mayer. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I saw you posted. I think you probably posted across your socials, but I saw it on Instagram. That's super cool. It sounds like it was a really good experience for you out in LA, and really cool moment there for you. And it's an exciting time for you, Shantaya. Last little bit, you're releasing new music. Always super exciting. Tell us a little bit about your new one, Faster Horses. I love this one. It's an awesome song. What's the story behind this one, and how did this one kind of come to be?
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm just so excited about all the new music that I've been working on, because it just really is a reflection of me and the type of music that I've been wanting to put out for so long. And Faster Horses, we wrote this song just in my apartment, me and Jesse Pugh and Mike Davis, mm-hmm. and I was telling them, I had the title on my phone, and I was telling them that, like, I grew up riding horses, and my brothers had Mustang cars, and I always wanted a Mustang car, and my dad would say, like, oh, no, like, that's not, like, a safe car for a girl, and, just looking out for his little girl. But I just kind of, like, decided that, well, I've got faster horses, so I kind of, like, put that title on my phone just thinking about it one day, and we found a way to spin it like, you just don't need a guy to come and pick you up. If you're an independent, strong, fierce, woman, especially those cowgirls, like, we don't need a guy to pick us up in a fancy sports car and wine and dine us. So that's kind of how the song came to be.
I love it. I know that you've had horses, you've owned horses, been a big part of your life for a long time, and I know this one probably means a great deal to you, and I know everyone's going to love it. Everyone has been loving it, so congratulations on the release. And kind of going into the next little bit here in 2025, I know it's going to be another exciting, busy year for you. Give us a little sneak peek of what kind of the rest of this year is looking like for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been taking a lot of meetings and just kind of figuring out where to go from here. And I'm wanting to release a ton of music this year. Like, I really am not letting up on the gas at all. And so there might be an EP, there might be a full album. We're still trying to figure all of that out. But I've just been really diving into the U.S. market a lot more, and trying to play as many shows in the U.S. that I can, and try to, show the U.S. what Canada's got. And I'm just really excited to see how that all pans out.
Awesome. We are super excited for you. It's going to be another exciting year. I know that to be the case. Shantaya, before we let you go, kind of new to the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up this year, we have a lightning round. So we have about 9 questions, rapid fire, just to get to know you a little better. All right, let's get right to it. This is always
amazing.
A lot of fun. So, number one, would you rather speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
Yeah, I like it. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Yeah. And then this one is going to be, controversial, because people like to talk about whether pineapple belongs on pizza, and I know you get heated. Where's your stand? Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Oh, my mom will kill me, but no, I don't mind it. I'm not super picky, but not for me, not
Oh my
really.
goodness, it's so controversial. It seems like I get a kick out of it. Dream vacation destination, where'd you like to go? Bucket list trip.
Lately, Keenan, my fiance and I, we've been talking a lot about Dubai being like a really
Oh,
cool place to visit.
that would be. I think it's one of the best airports in the world. Not that that really is a reason to go visit a place, but I have heard good
But
things.
hey,
I mean,
that's cool.
it can hurt. It can hurt. If you could be any animal, what would you like to be?
You guess this one for me, Matt? Do you think
Well,
I
I'd
should?
say probably horse, but
You got it.
okay.
That ding, 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 that's right.
Okay, imagine me getting that wrong after what we were just talking about. That would have not been good.
Right.
that makes sense. I should have just known. Favorite movie. Do you have a favorite movie?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one. I don't watch a ton of movies,
Yeah,
or I don't like, I'm
I'm
not that
kind of
girl
with
that like,
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you.
yeah,
I'm
like
the
I don't like
same idea.
quote movies, like, but I will say like any Adam Sandler movie. I was
Fair
like a
enough.
huge Adam
There you go.
Sandler, fan when I was a kid,
Yeah,
so.
okay, we'll go with that. No, I'm kind of with you. I'm not a big movie watcher as well. First concert you attended, do you remember your first concert?
Ooh, I know that. I think it was, I want to say it was Keith Whitley, but I remember my first concert to be Martina McBride. I don't
Okay.
remember going to
Right.
my very first concert. I was too young,
But the
but
first
I
one you
was,
remember. Ooh.
yeah, I think I was 6 or 8 years old when I went to Martina McBride at SaskTel Center in Saskatoon.
Yeah, wow, that would have been a great show. That's that would have,
Yeah.
I've never seen Martina live. That would have been amazing.
She was
Yeah,
amazing.
I'm not surprised. A couple more for you. If you were given a chance to explore the ocean or go to outer space, what would you prefer?
Oh gosh, both scare
I
me.
know, that's why I like this question. It's one of my favorite questions.
I think I just got claustrophobic. I don't know. I think the ocean fascinates me. It scares the crap out of me, but it really fascinates me, like all the, sea
Yeah,
life.
it's
But
a
I
good
would definitely
answer.
have to be in like a protected bubble.
Yeah, no, I'd probably pick ocean as well. Every time I ask this question, it sends fear to those that I ask because and
Yeah.
that's why I get a kick out of this one because
I felt
it
that
is
in
a
my
scary one. I
bones.
know that's usually the case. Final one, if you could prefer to climb a mountain, let's say Everest or some tall mountain, or go jump from a plane, what would you prefer? It's another tough one.
Ooh, that also just sent a
I
shiver down my
know.
back.
I know.
I would say probably climb a mountain because
Yeah.
I like the gratification of like
Right.
getting to the top and seeing the views.
Right. I probably am with you. And there's a lot more
Can
certainty
see her
of.
on the ground.
Exactly. There's a lot more certainty that you're going to be okay as opposed to jumping from a plane where
Yeah.
it's a little more uncertain.
Truly.
Shantae, we love chatting to you as always. We really appreciate your time. Again, love the sound of the new tune, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate it.